from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, June 23rd. Coming up, we head to McLean County to learn how health officials and faith leaders are trying to combat vaccine hesitancy among those yet to get the COVID vaccine. We'll have that story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says it's working on a fix to allow veterans who got their COVID shots at VA facilities to take part in Illinois' vaccine lottery. Hannah Meisel reports.
Illinois' vaccine lottery, which is giving away $10 million in cash prizes and scholarship funds, is generally open to all vaccinated Illinoisans 12 and over. But that group of approximately 7.4 million has a few exceptions, including the 89,000 veterans, veteran spouses, and active military personnel who got their COVID shots at VA hospitals. Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration initially said it was too hard to incorporate those federal records into the state's vaccine database for the lottery.
I don't believe that enough veterans are serving in elected office.
That's State Representative Stephanie Kifwit, a Marine Corps veteran herself. While she doesn't blame Pritzker's office, Kifwit says the oversight is probably a symptom of something larger. The VA and Pritzker's office say the fix will likely be in place before the lottery's first $1 million drawing on July 8th. I'm Hannah Meisel.
A new plan that just passed in Springfield and a recent report from the State Board of Higher Education come to the same conclusion. It's time for Illinois to use an equity-focused formula to fund colleges. The past proposal creates a commission to research equity-based funding strategies. Kyle Westbrook, executive director of the Partnership for College Completion, says Illinois is far past due for a change.
Nationally, Illinois is an outlier in this regard. The vast majority of other states have a true formula for how they appropriate their state funds every year. And Illinois is one of only a few that does not have a defined formula.
Westbrook says the idea is to look at criteria like the number of low-income students and how much a university relies on state appropriations to calculate an adequacy target. For example, some schools like Chicago State serve the highest percentages of Pell-eligible and students of color, but depend more heavily on state aid than the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Westbrook says when those schools need to provide more services for students but don't have the funding, tuition goes up. With only 30% of its population fully vaccinated against COVID-19, Vermilion County is turning to incentives to help. But one county health official has his doubts. Illinois Newsroom's student journalist Farah Anderson has more.
Getting Vermilion County residents vaccinated isn't just a COVID-19 problem. Vermilion County Health Department Director Doug Toole says the county's flu vaccination rates always lag behind their neighbors. Because of this, Toole says he's not confident that incentives like coupons and lotteries will convince more people to get vaccinated.
I'm thinking that in this community, again, outreach and people seeing that their coworkers or family or friends are getting vaccinated is going to be what starts to move our numbers forward. I don't know if incentives are going to do a whole lot.
Toole says he wants Vermilion County residents to get vaccinated now, while vaccines are easily accessible. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.
For more information on where to get vaccinated in Vermilion County, visit vchd.org. The Macon County Health Department is offering walk-in Pfizer vaccination clinics in Decatur today. One is in the morning from 9 to noon at Richland Community College. The other this afternoon from 1 to 3 at the Macon County Health Department on East Condit Street. Those who get the shots must be able to return for their second doses on July 14th. The vaccines are available to anyone ages 12 and up, but minors must have a parent or guardian present. Find out more at the Macon County Health Department website. Still to come, health officials in McLean County are trying to reach those who have been most hesitant to take the COVID-19 vaccines. We'll learn how from Eric Stock. That's next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Surveys show white evangelicals, people of color, and rural residents are among those most likely to refuse the COVID-19 vaccine. As vaccination rates drop, health officials are targeting those specific groups to encourage vaccination to get closer to herd immunity. Eric Stock reports faith leaders in McLean County say they're willing to help the public health campaign, but they can only go so far.
Christ Church of Normal is a conservative Presbyterian and evangelical church. It recently returned to a regular service schedule after 15 months of pandemic restrictions.
Father, we're so thankful that you have brought us back together, that we are meeting again with no restrictions. And we're
Bob
here
Smart is pastor at Christ Church. He says COVID made organized worship difficult. The church started online services, ran three simultaneous in-person services to social distance, and Smart says last summer it made one of the services mask optional.
There's always a debate, and some just did not want to wear masks and felt they were fine. So we tried to represent everybody well.
Smart says writing sermons has also been difficult in the last year, trying to help people make sense of so many pressing issues, the pandemic, racial justice, and then a contested election, all in the context of their faith. When it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine, Smart says he doesn't talk much about that from the pulpit. Smart says he believes in the efficacy of COVID vaccines. He says he listens to the medical professionals in his own congregation. And that's a key part of the McLean County Health Department response to ease vaccine hesitancy. The department held several virtual town halls for the Black and Spanish-speaking populations to address their concerns about the COVID vaccine. Health Department spokesperson Marianne Manco says churches and other faith communities can provide a trusted environment.
We found that most faith-based organizations, most pastors, most churches are really giving the message that take a look at all of the parameters and what's going to help you make a decision. But in the end, we want you to be healthy and we want you to do the right thing.
Manco says the health department has worked with the faith-based groups to identify potential barriers to vaccination. Maybe someone lacks transportation or they can't make it to Bloomington to get the shots. Rural residents are another target area where vaccination rates have been lower. Steve Dean is mayor of Leroy, a city of less than 4,000 people southeast of Bloomington. Dean pushed to get the vaccine in his community from day one.
I started haranguing McLean County Health Department and saying, I want clinics in Leroy. I can come up with the place. I can come up with how many ever volunteers you need.
And the health department responded. It hosted four clinics in Leroy churches, including two at the mayor's house of worship, Leroy First United Methodist. Having personal conversations can be hard during a pandemic, especially when you're new to a community. Timothy Mark Harris started last month as senior pastor at Mount Pisgah Baptist Church in Bloomington, one of the area's oldest predominantly Black churches. One of Harris's first tasks as pastor was to transition the church back to in-person worship. Harris says the congregation has been cautious in trying to keep everyone safe. COVID has hit minority communities especially hard. African Americans, and in particular Black Protestants, have also been unwilling to get the vaccine in large numbers. Harris says he wants to encourage vaccinations as much as he can. He says that will take time to build trust to have those conversations.
It takes people time to open up completely. So, I'm just going to continue to be engaging and be open and available. And then to the best of my ability, lead them to a place where they have some comfort, but also clear understanding on what's going on in the world today.
Harris says while the congregation has been cautious, he believes as many as 9 in 10 of Mount Pisgah's members are vaccinated. Harris says he understands the hesitation the Black community may have given a history of medical racism, but he says it's unfair to suggest that African Americans can't see past that to see the science. One challenge health officials face in pushing more people of faith to get vaccinated is the conflict some see between faith and science. Leroy Mayor Steve Dean says he doesn't see it as an either-or. Dean's pastor at Leroy First UMC, Matthias Lormore, offers a biblical analogy to the current state of the pandemic. He says as vaccination rates rise, the promised land is in sight. I'm Eric Stock.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says some scattered showers this morning, then partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 79 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Peter Medlin, Farrah Anderson, and Eric Stock. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.